Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you for joining Karma Vibes. This week, I thought we could talk about self-love and what a great benefit that is to our self-esteem, healing, and heart work. Loving ourselves through self-care and self-love is truly a gift that we should all give ourselves daily. This should be taught as a child so that it can develop into adulthood. What is self-love, and how can I begin to start this practice, do you ask? What a great question. It means holding space for yourself as much as you do others, even when you may not feel like it. It means creating boundaries for yourself and allowing a safe space for you to feel loved, respected, and listened to, which will allow you to grow and feel nourished. Self-love allows us to feel and be authentic and speak our truth, to be vulnerable and confident, and to reach out for help when we need it. Loving ourselves allows us to set healthy boundaries and make healthy choices that pave the way for a healthy lifestyle. The way we feel about ourselves can affect every decision that we make along the way in life. You will hear me talk a lot about journaling on here. It's a good way of letting your feelings out and not holding them inside. Because when we hold feelings inside, they just get bottled up. And sooner or later, they will come out. They can come out through anxiety, depression. They can block different chakras that we have. And I will also go through that with another episode. So, it's important that we do the work that we need to do along the healing journey and create the self-love mindset for yourself in this life. You can begin by putting down what self-love means to you. What are you currently doing to create more self-love in your life? And what challenges are you facing, if any? Writing is such a powerful tool. Another thing is putting yourself first, which is so hard to do these days with so many things going on in our lives. So many things keep us busy. As so often, we put ourselves last on the list when we should be putting ourselves at the top. Because if we're not taking care of ourselves, then how are we supposed to take care of anybody else? Listening to our intuition and trusting our gut takes time, but is an important part of self-care and developing self-love for ourselves. Allowing yourself to feel whatever you are feeling, whether that's pain, grief, or sadness, and go through those emotions. Affirmations are amazing any time of the day to get you in the right mindset and to put you in a positive place. They should be done daily, even when you're feeling really good, to keep that positive flow going. Celebrating you and your accomplishments that you have earned. And you should be proud of yourself. Woohoo! Believe me, I'm clapping for you, and you should be clapping for yourself too. Anyone who is not adding positive energy or lifting you up doesn't need to be part of your bubble. And if they must, then you need to work on boundaries. And I will be discussing those in an upcoming episode. Those people in our lives should not be bringing us down. They should be a positive, not negative. And that is something to always remember. You do not need a monkey on your back in this life. There's enough negativity in the world. Do more of what you love and makes you happy. In the cooler weather, I really like to go walking in the morning or evening. It releases so much anxiety and stress. It's also good exercise. I love to walk in nature and listen to the different sounds, especially hearing the water. Hiking can be extremely relaxing as well, just to get out and listen to music and be with the dogs and unwind. As long as the sun's not too hot, because Arizona can get pretty hot, and it seems like there's a heat wave just going on everywhere these days. Also, gardening and being in the dirt and being part of Mother Earth. Maybe dancing is your thing. That works too. Whatever you love to do, do more of it. You deserve to be happy. And do what you love. What did you like to do as a child? So often we have forgot those simple joys. Lately, I have gotten into the sound vibration. It is very healing. And my sunshine just got me a crystal healing bowl so that I can do my own sound vibration at home. I had been using a little Tibetan bowl, which was also relaxing as well. And always know that you are special. And what makes you different is what makes you unique and perfect just the way you are. You are enough and should never compare yourself to another. I bet that they are having their own struggles, even though that you may not see them. Maybe their life looks perfect, but nobody's life is perfect. Sometimes struggles are unseen. Even on the days that are tougher than others, be grateful every day. On those days that you are struggling, because we are still breathing. Try reaching out to a friend. It helps to know you're not alone. Meditate, or even try those affirmations that I mentioned earlier. On self-love and your self-care journey, it is important to take care of yourself because you deserve it. If not now, then when? Have you ever seen that quote? I love it because it's so true. Learning to say no is hard sometimes, but it is not required to say yes all the time. It's not a requirement in our DNA, and I will say it does get easier with time. Are you holding something against yourself for something that you did 1, 5, 10, 20 years ago? Let it go. Forgive yourself. Today is a new day, a new dawn, and you're not the same person, so why keep beating yourself up? If it helps, write it down in your journal. Say a prayer or meditate, but let it go. Free yourself and love yourself because you, my dear, are lovable. We do not need the approval of others to do something or make us feel better. Sometimes this is a hard one for those of us who value the opinions of others and don't want to rock the boat or upset people. There will always be someone who do not agree with something that we do sooner or later. So move along on your journey. And don't worry so much. If they truly love you, they will get over it and join you, or they won't. And every opportunity that the universe gives you, take it, as it may not come again. And don't be afraid to create your own opportunities in life. Don't be scared to go out in life and live the life that you were destined to live. You're bold enough and brave enough to do it. You got this. All you have to do is believe. My very favorite part of self-love is my relationship with myself and my sunshine. It has brought us closer together. If you don't have any self-worth, then how are you supposed to have a strong relationship? It will continue to be wishy-washy. But if you have self-love and self-worth for yourself and your relationship in life, you will be strong because you know what you bring to the table. And you, my darling, you are a beautiful soul. If you ever want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me at karmavibes.phoenix@gmail.com. I also have a Facebook group, which is also called Karma Vibes, where I try to bring more positivity and light into the world. You should check it out sometime. Until next week, my darlings, blessings always. Love, Phoenix Sunshine.